Are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm your host, Willa Kammerer, and this is a space for bold conversations on building your high-caliber personal brand, scaling your online business, and leading with purpose. Here we dive into the strategies, systems, and stories behind today's most magnetic entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and creators, alongside world-class experts in sales and marketing, performance, mindset, and leadership. Together, we'll dive deep into what it takes to build a premium personal brand that not only stands out, but is good business. From camera confidence to software systems and brand authority to life alignment, each episode is designed to spark clarity and fuel your next level. As a single mompreneur and movement maker, my mission is to help you not just build a brand and business, but to craft a life and legacy on fire. I asked you before and I'll ask you again, are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? If so, tune in and let's dive in. Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm Willa Kammerer. Today, I'm joined by Ryan Lang, co-founder of Empire Partners. And we're talking about how being good at what you do doesn't necessarily make you good at business and how what got you here won't get you there. So I'm so excited to dig into this conversation because all of that is just so true. And I would love to hear about your journey of how you kind of came to this revelation as this being kind of a core theme in your work.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here. And I would say, you know, kind of the Cliff Notes version of the story is I had a very successful career in oil and gas. I had about a 15-year career where I helped to build and co-found an eight-figure service firm. And kind of had my, you know, epic meltdown where I, you know, chased money for a long time. I made a lot of it and had a young family and a marriage that was in real trouble. And I was broken pretty much in every way possible, physically, spiritually, mentally. And I decided I had to make a shift. So I left my partnership. And when I did, I decided to kind of dive into the coaching realm. After taking about a year off and figuring out what I wanted to do, I kept coming back to impact and wanting to do something to really help people because I felt like I had spent, you know, the last 15 years helping myself more than anything. And in doing so, one of the things that was really interesting to me is that I found... I dove back in. My entry into coaching was really in the health and fitness space. I grew up an athlete. I had my first job as a personal trainer when I was 19. And I had had a health transformation after I quit my partnership because I had gotten completely deconditioned and had to kind of revitalize myself. And I had a new story to tell, you know. And so I was very good at that. And I was very good at helping people, transform their bodies, transform their health, that kind of thing. But the problem was I was in a completely new industry in terms of understanding the sales, the marketing, how to run that business specifically. I was a total fish out of water. And, I started my business in 2016. By late 2018, early 2019, I was pretty much completely underwater because I didn't know what I was doing in terms of running the business. And that was a moment where I wish I'd had the realization then that the bleeding would have just completely stopped at that point, that, wow, just being a good practitioner isn't enough. But I didn't have anybody to give me those answers. And at that time, you know, I kind of made a couple of pivots that landed me in a spot where I got to coach people on sales, which I've been doing for most of my life. I had the opportunity by way of that to see the inside of successful businesses, non-successful businesses. And I got to see everything from a solopreneur up to, you know, a $50 million company. And at the end of the day, what I found is that I saw so many people who were exceptional at what they did that were just not able to see the gaps. And I think I'm so grateful for that time because there's the old saying in the coaching world that, you know, you can't see the label from the inside of the jar, right? I was too close to my own situation to see the constraints or see what I couldn't see. But when I had the opportunity to see it over and over and over and over and over again in other people's businesses, the patterns became very clear. And that was really what caused my partner, Brooke, and I to launch our company, Empire Partners, was that we were passionate about helping people who are outstanding at what they do and making an impact in the world that just didn't know, you know, not through any fault of their own, how to be a profitable, much less scalable business owner. So.
Yeah, I think so often, right? Our own journeys end up being the thing that is the greatest teacher, and then how we can kind of shed light and lead other people, right? Yep. Even though it can be painful along the way to come to all of those lessons. I want to pause on one thing you said, because I think that you're right. You know, often people set out on this journey of building a business and, you know, building a personal brand and trying to, you know, reach a wider audience because they're excellent at what they do. They want to make a greater impact like you did. But you're right. That doesn't mean that they know how to run a business. In another conversation, we were talking about, you know, we work a lot on the tech behind running a business at Firestarter. And just because you, you know, want to build this brand and build this business and make this impact, you didn't set out necessarily to run a business, to run the tech behind it. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to, you know, hear kind of how you help people bridge that gap.
Yeah. Well, so first of all, we have a framework, which is actually the name of our podcast, called Path to Mastery. And it's interesting because my partner, Brooke, and I had exactly the same thoughts separate from each other before we came together. And then it took a little while before we kind of discovered, even after we were working with each other, that we had sort of these similar ideas. And it's really around the idea of stages of business. Startup, stability, success, and mastery. And what we found through working with thousands of individuals and different sized companies is that you've got to know a couple of things. Number one, you need to know what stage you're in right now. And then you need to know where people, I think one of the ways that people go sideways is they go, oh, okay, well, I'm at startup. Well, what does it take to get from startup to mastery? And it's kind of like, whoa, pump the brakes, man.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know how to get from where you are to the next level. That's it. Mm-hmm. Not more than that yet. And I think that the awareness and understanding of that is really important, because one of the ways that we see people and businesses backslide a lot is that they get out of sequence. They are maybe you're at a startup level, and we talked about shiny object marketing tactics, for example, right? And they're all out there, and they don't say, hey, don't do this if, you know, you're not ready for it yet. If you've got money, no matter where it came from, most people are going to take it. And that's problematic, because we've seen over and over again, people who haven't laid a good foundation, who go out, especially in the marketing world, it's just sort of the most identifiable and polarizing example, because most have had this experience. You go off and try a marketing tactic that's actually beyond where you are in your business right now. And one of two things typically happens. Either A, it just doesn't work straight up, and you lose time, you lose money, you know, it's a headache, and then you're further on down the road without having the success that you want. Or, and I think this is maybe even more dangerous, it does work, and it's fool's gold at the end of the day. It is basically, you've got something that's going to work temporarily until it doesn't, because you've been around the marketing world long enough to know that if you build your business on a tactic, tactics will stop working at some point or another, right? So I think that's a big piece of it, is just understanding where you are, what the next steps are to get to the next level, and being patient enough to not look for the magic bullet and get totally out of sequence.
I think such good wisdom in that. And I think this is where we align so much, is there can be a lot of pressure like, oh, you know, just make content, grow a big social media following, you know, like get just visibility. Like, just visibility is everything. Just if you're visible, then it will fix everything, right? But we, in our work, we both work on like building that strong foundation first, because you can build visibility all day and kind of pour money into the marketing engine, but where are you going to send all of that energy if you're, you know, sending it into a leaky bucket because you haven't laid that strong foundation?
Yep.
And I mean, even though I know all these things, I mean, I'm continually reminded of this as a business owner, just like the importance of operations and kind of the unsexy work, right? That then gives that, you know, energy of the visibility and marketing and everything a place to go and a place to hold.
100%. And you said something that's really interesting, because when you bring up things like operations and some of the non-sexy stuff, you know, the thing that we need to understand as business owners is that, you know, in we've got the different areas of business: sales, marketing, transformational leadership, operations, and technology. And at the end of the day, we have to, all five of those things need to be able to function,
right,
you know, well within a business. And the problem is, at the beginning, we're just playing whack-a-mole a lot of times, right? Because we're wearing multiple hats. In most cases, we don't know what we don't know. We're not good at some of them, or one of them, or all of them. And it can get really overwhelming. And I think that one of the things that's most important at the beginning is to be able to keep it simple. It's hey, let's not try to, you know, build the entire skyscraper overnight here. Let's build it brick by brick and recognize what like a good foundation looks like in each of those areas.
Yeah. With our clients, I often talk about, you know, the dominoes, right? So which domino, you can see all the dominoes, but there's no sense in kind of trying to move all the dominoes at once. Which is the domino is going to have the highest impact right now.
Love that.
Then also the kind of continual awareness of the shifting of the dominoes. So you might make that, you know, kind of like 10-step to-do list, but, you know, circumstances change, something shifts, and you need to kind of continually be responsive to reprioritizing what's the next highest impact move. And just being honest, I think that when people starting out their journeys, so many ideas, and ideas are wonderful, but at the end of the day, you know, ideas are a little cheap. You know, it's all about kind of like the follow through and then the ability to kind of consistently execute and, you know, make that impact. So, just kind of like, as you said, the simplification and the focusing on the kind of like one next big move onto the next.
This is, that's actually part and parcel to why we're big believers in quarterly planning, and in dialing in, at the beginning anyway, a maximum of three solid strategies per quarter, period, end of story. Because to your point, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you're watching this, you get excited about what you do and what you're building, the ideas are flowing. And then before you know it, like every single time that there's a new idea, you know, you're, if it's just you, you're turning, you know, different directions constantly. You can't get traction. Or worse, if you've got a team, you're dragging them around all over the place and all the different directions you're going. And one of the things that we do with our clients is to sit down and go, okay, here's the deal. Look, you might be just the most incredible, you know, creator, business owner, entrepreneur in the entire world, but how about, let just humor us for a minute, and how about you just show yourself, not me, not anybody else, show yourself that you can execute. You can lay out three solid strategies that would get you closer to, you know, those annual goals and outcomes that you have, and execute on those and only those. And hey, if you knock them out and you got time left in the quarter, like, good on you. Great. And in the interim, you know, I think one of the things, I don't know if you find this, but I think one of the things that stops people with this whole idea thing is that they then go, oh, well, wait a minute. You're shutting me down as a creative being, you know? And so what we do with that is we actually have a spreadsheet that we call a parking lot.
We have an ideas bucket.
Yes. You know?
So we have like a deck and like just, exactly. High five. Like just great idea. Put it there.
Yep.
We're just going to table it for the moment, put a pin in it. Yeah.
But love it.
Right. So we're not losing it. It's just not right now. Right?
Yes. Yes.
see if it still is like one of those important dominoes later.
But that's
you can
exactly
only do one
right.
thing at a time.
I totally agree. And I love that, because now it's not creative anymore.
Right.
It's just having the discipline to go, okay, not now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's huge. I love that.
I love that. So, you know, so many directions that we could, you know, take this conversation. I think that, you know, we were talking a little bit also about brand, you know, and I'd love to kind of like hear just your thoughts on people building brands and, you know, kind of like there's a lot of noise out there and what you observe, you know, in your kind of like journey of working with people and how, where are they kind of getting the inspiration, the information, the inspiration, you know, as they're building? And do you think it's the right way, the wrong way? And how do you kind of like coach them down?
That's a really interesting question. I would say, in what I've seen in terms of watching people build brands, is I think that, first of all, I think there are still some people that don't believe they have a personal brand. And let me, if nobody else has told you this, let me just be the first to tell you that you have one, whether you like it or you don't.
Look yourself in the mirror.
It could suck, but you have one. And I think that's the first thing. Like, we really do live in an attention economy. And while I don't think it's all about just constantly blowing out content all over the place, I do think that there is a, you know, that relevance is important, and you can't be relevant right now if people can't find you. And I think one of the things that, that I find to be most important is I want people to recognize that I just wish people would lean more into their authenticity, you know? And we've talked about this a little bit, but I think we have such an opportunity to be authentic right now and actually stand out because of AI and other things. I think that right now, if you're building a personal brand, it is probably, in my mind, I think it's the single best opportunity we've ever seen to build a personal brand right now, if you're willing to do it the hard way and not do it the lazy way. And I think that that's where I find so much value in, I think that having the right guides and mentors in your business is really, really, really important. And where I think, you know, it's vital to have someone like you in someone's corner is, listen, you know, you can be authentic, but having the right guide is going to help you draw out that authenticity even more effectively than I think we can do alone.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that there's different kinds of guides, right?
Yeah.
There's guides who say, hey, and there's a lot of this, too much of this. Hey, just do what I did yeah. and you'll be successful. Uh-huh. And I think we're kind of like the counter of that.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, everybody is wired to build differently.
Yes.
And what works for one person is not going to work for other people.
Yes.
And that's kind of the harder journey because it does require like a level of kind of like self-knowing and kind of leaning into that and not following this prescribed playbook. But it's easier to go down that kind of like shiny object, you know, pathway of just follow the playbook, follow the tactics, and that's going to kind of get you the same results as, you know, this guru or that guru.
Yep.
But how many dollars have you put down or watched other people put down and shiny promise, but it doesn't play out that way. You know, it doesn't convert. It's not because it's not aligned with someone who they authentically are and how their unique impact that they're meant to make. So I think that, you know, we're kind of like the counter, really trying to help people build a business model that serves them, that they're meant to, you know, what kind of content do they create?
Yes.
And reverse engineering, you know, the kind of life that they want to build.
I love that you said that because I think one of the things that popped off to me early after seeing so many different businesses and different approaches is I truly do, like, I'm just going to say this out loud. I don't know if you feel this way, but if someone tells you that there is one way to build a business, one way to build a brand, run very fast and far away. Because I've seen exactly the same thing. And I think that it's interesting you kind of bringing up the idea of different types of guides. I mean, I believe that a guide is not someone who says, oh, just do this. I think a guide is someone who helps draw out, you know, your authentic expression of your journey and your brand and your business. And one of the things that I encourage people to do, and that I would say to somebody listening or watching this right now is be willing to take the scientific method approach to business, you know, and building a brand. Because I think that that's one of the things is oftentimes we get into this and we go, oh gosh, just show me the way. I just want to know the one way. And the minute that you release the idea that there is one way, you open yourself up to playfulness and creativity. And even when it's hard, yeah, like you're going to try things and they're not going to work. And you're going to try to go down paths and it won't feel authentic and it won't attract the right people. But if you look at it as, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be disciplined, as we've been talking about. I'm going to do it for a certain period of time. I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to look at my data. And then I'm going to decide if I'm going to keep doing it or if I'm going to cut it out and try something different. You know, that's where I think we make business and brand building way harder than it has to be, because we're unwilling to believe that it's okay for us to try things and quote unquote fail. I mean,
I'm such a believer in, you know, that the process of iteration, right?
Yes.
To the extent that I even had a license plate that was iterate for a period of time. I-T-E-R-8. And most people didn't get it, but there was one guy on the street once who said, that's brilliant. And I was like, you know what? It was worth it but I truly believe that. And I think, you know, nothing that I say and we're saying here, you know, I think I'm pretty confident in saying that is speaking from a pedestal. It's this continual, you know, you mentioned alignment. It's this continual journey of kind of checking in.
Yep.
Learning through action, through kind of having skin in the game, putting yourself out there and, you know, making moves and trying things and continually checking in with like, is this aligned? Is this not aligned? How am I going to kind of like continue to kind of like shift to, it's not this straight path, right?
But
it's kind of like this, you know, kind of curving to the center. And I think in our work, we believe so fully in this. No two people are really meant to build in the same way. And I was sharing with you a little bit, we have, recently developed this tool to help shortcut that kind of journey of getting to the essence of reflecting back for someone on how they're kind of uniquely wired and kind of meant to build. Mm-hmm. So we've developed this, it's called Authority Map, and it brings together Enneagram assessment, bank code assessment, a human design element that brings together, you know, those different ways of reflecting on oneself through our kind of like lens of brand and business building.
Yes.
And we don't see it as, so the kind of like assimilation of it all is it comes back as a 40-page report reflecting on, you know, different business, like business models that may based on your unique type and put together those combinations. There's really kind of a infinite number of combinations. And reflecting back, you know, this type of business model may be, you know, a fit for you, a kind of brand with this kind of like language and, you know, connecting with people in this different ways. And it's a really powerful tool. And I think it just really speaks to that, you know, no two people are meant to build in the same way and that's a superpower.
I totally agree. And I mean, I think like, you know, I kind of think of it and I think that's sort of what you're describing. It's like DNA.
Yeah.
Like there is no one else who has the same DNA. Right. And I think it's exactly the same in brand and business building. You know, if you're willing to hold that belief, now all of a sudden, and I think, you know, one of the interesting things too, Willa, if like not talking tactically for a moment, one of the things that I've found happens is when we hold on to this belief that there's kind of a one way, or that if I do this and it doesn't work, now I failed. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an identity component that comes into this that is a killer at the end of the day, because if we really call that failure, well, now all of a sudden there are all the feelings and beliefs that come along with that. That start to stack over time. And honestly, I think I see that kill more dreams and businesses than any lack of strategy. And it's one of the reasons I think what you're talking about is so important, because if you truly just believe that there was your unique way, well, there would be no failure. And the belief would simply be, oh, okay, you know what? Like, I just got really great data. you know?
Well, how can we kind of like turn that and alchemize that into superpower, right?
That's
like
right.
Your kind of greatest failures are, you know, your greatest strengths.
And yes.
Every setback is a setup for a comeback.
Yeah.
You know, another thing, I feel like this is kind of like the kind of like myth busting kind of like industry. So another thing that drives me crazy is like the niche down, you know, you got to be just one thing. And again, kind of like honoring the complexity. And I think we're kind of like in our kind of like brand building work, you know, we're the kind of like countercurrent of that. Like, I truly believe that, you know, we're meant to work with the people who uniquely relate to the complexity of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we kind of like wash that down because we feel like we have to kind of fit into, you know, one box, one niche, I just think that it's a missed opportunity for, you know, kind of like building that authentic connection and resonance with the people who we're really truly meant to work with and change their lives.
Agreed. 100%.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Well, yeah. Anything else that, you know, I love your perspective on everything. I just feel like there's so much to learn.
We really do have so much.
Definitely, you know, there's going to be follow-ups from this.
Yes, 100%. Well, I think that one of the things that I would encourage people to be thinking about is that if you're willing to play the long game, and that's, you know, that's the other piece of this puzzle, right? Is that if this is truly going to be a unique journey, right? That is the antithesis of an overnight success or, you know, a flash in the pan or the magic bullet, right? I think you've got to be willing to play the long game. And I also think that in and of itself takes a lot of pressure off because I used to be, I don't know about you, but I used to be so outcome driven. And not there's anything wrong with outcomes, or setting goals or anything like that. But, you know, at the risk of being cliche, I truly have found that it really is the pursuit of the outcome and the journey and who you become along the way that is the true gift in all of this. And what's cool about that too, is that, you know, you're likely going to start building your business or building your brand and think, oh, this is where I'm headed. I know I did.
Yeah.
When I first started my coaching business, I just knew. I was just sold on this is where I'm going and this is exactly how I'm going to get there, you know? And today, I mean, if you would have told me in 2016 that this is what I'd be doing today, I never would have believed it. And I love the Steve Jobs quote, you know, where he talks about how you can never connect the dots looking forward, but you can always connect them looking backward, right? And so I just think about like, how do we then, if that's true, how do we set up the game of life, of business, so that we allow ourselves the space and the grace to actually have that experience?
I love that. And I think often we don't give ourselves enough credit along the way. I think I'm always stunned by, you know, we live kind of in day by day by day, but I'm always stunned if you look back a year ago, even 6 months ago, it's incredible what happens in that span of time. But I think we tend to be so focused on kind of like, what's the next thing? Kind of like, what's the to-do list?
Yep.
I'll be better when, you know, I kind of get to that.
When then?
Over the next milestone. But I think I would just encourage, you know, the listeners and watchers here to just reflect on the journey, all of the growth that has led you here to this moment, and then kind of multiply that forward and just kind of like give yourself a little grace, take a deep breath and just, you know, embrace the journey and the process of, you know, knowing that, you know, what can feel like missteps along the way are the greatest teachers. Oh. And that then, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but I think that the way that we're able to lead people and help people, it doesn't come from like all of the successes. It comes from learning through some of the, and I don't even like to use the word failure. Because they shape us.
Yeah.
And they make us stronger and they give us that, you know, sense of perspective. So
I love that. And I think like I have a core belief that I either win or I learn. Those are the only two outcomes. I either win or I learn. The only failure is if I quit.
Yeah.
You know? And I think too, you know, when you're kind of thinking about the journey, and I love that you bring up the fact that we probably don't give ourselves enough credit. I grew up as somebody who dealt with a lot of self-criticism from different people early in my life. And was very, very critical of myself as a result. And really, until I had the right mentors, you know, teach me how to look a bit more internal and be more self-aware around my thoughts and my feelings and things like that, I couldn't see that. And since then, one of the things I'm absolutely obsessed with is counting the wins. Mm-hmm. And I mean, down to the smallest degree. Like my two amazing daughters and my wife will totally make fun of me all the time for doing shit like coming into the kitchen and making a cup of coffee and just, I'm walking away muttering, come. That's such a badass cup of coffee.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I love that.
But like we will beat the heck out of ourselves for the smallest little things, you know? And yet we feel like we only get to win when there's something enormous, you know, and we wait and we wait and we wait. And I think that that's one of the things that really makes both life and business way harder than it has to be. Is that we don't have to wait. We can acknowledge when we've done something well, when, you know, when even we've had the gumption to try something, you know. And I think that you're so right, like that acknowledgement and clocking the wins is absolutely vital to not just survive, but I would argue that you cannot thrive in the absence of that.
I completely agree. Well, we could just go on and on and on, and we will, you know, I'm sure have to have a part two at some point, but
let's do it.
I've loved this conversation, Ryan. Where can our listeners find you and learn more about all that you do?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. So, if you are building a business, whether it's a business of one, or whether you have a small team and you're trying to figure out how to scale, if you want to know where in the path to mastery you are right now and learn what the constraint is that's preventing you from getting to the next level, you can go to www.empirepartners.net/quiz and you can take our path to mastery assessment. It's a very, very powerful diagnostic tool. It is completely free, no strings attached. And at the end of the day, I think it's going to give you a lot of visibility on where you are and what the next best steps are for you to get, you know, to the next level. If you want to connect with me, I would love to meet you on socials. LinkedIn is the place that I'm hanging out the most. You can find me, Ryan Lang, CEO of Empire Partners, on LinkedIn, also on Instagram at Real Ryan Lang.
Awesome. We'll have all of that linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. You can find us at thefirestarterpodcast.com. On my YouTube channel, Willa Kammerer, K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R, Willa Kammerer on LinkedIn and Instagram, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. If this episode sparked something for you, I would love to stay connected. Please be sure to subscribe to the Firestarter Podcast on YouTube on my channel, Willa Kammerer. Leaving a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify goes such a long way in helping this message reach more people who are ready to step into their next level brand, business, and life. Head over to willakammerer.com for show notes, resources, behind-the-scenes insights, and ways to work with me and my team. Also, I'd love to connect on Instagram and LinkedIn at Willa Kammerer. That's K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you for being here, for choosing growth and the courage to build something meaningful. Until next time, keep trusting yourself, taking bold action, and living like the fire starter that you are.